Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins. All right, so I know we don't try to record too far ahead, but as we record in batches, we are kind of going a couple weeks ahead. So right now, I mean, COVID is, whether it's a second wave officially or not, everywhere it looks different, and it's definitely not gone away. So I know with churches reopening, there's that whole question that I know is looming on our on my staff's head, and we're gonna devote the next several episodes to really wrestling this down. But it's that whole question of, hey, we were 100% digital and now we are physical, but not everyone's back. And we're not doing what Andy Stanley did, where we're pushing physical all the way out to that. We're not meeting physically until the end of this year or next year. We already started meeting physically. So there's a sense of, how do I do both digital and physical? And I know that's the question that is on so many people's minds right now. And so that's why on this episode and in the next several ones, we're going to be devoting it really to navigating this sense of a digital, and it's not a digital or, it's a digital and a physical ministry world.
I'm down.
Okay, so let me start our conversation like this. When we were walking through reopening, and when we were walking through just that whole side of what does ministry look like as we reopen, I worked with our team to basically come up with a set of values, where these aren't our church values, but a set of values around reopening, just so that our entire staff team would understand, okay, this is why our exec lead team is making the decisions that they are making. This is why, and this is how I can make decisions. So that's really the whole reason why we did that. For example, one of them was safety is greater than speed. So rather than being the first ones to reopen, I was like, no, we need to make sure that we're thinking safety and we have our personal protective equipment and there's all that stuff taken care of before we open up in speed. So we had a few values like that, but the one value that's really related to this question today was this: we are going to be digital and physical. I didn't say that physical was going to be greater than digital or digital was going to be greater than physical. To our team, I was like, no, guys, we are now equally digital and physical. So when you are opening, when you are doing an alpha class, it's digital and physical. When you are doing a celebrate recovery, we are doing digital and physical. When we are doing a worship service, it's digital and physical. But that is so completely different, right? Because I think at one point, I mean, our church has been, we've been streaming for quite a bit, but that's weekend services. Now I'm talking about all the way through your church, our church ministry, and online and on the weekend. Hey, how do we make sure that our digital is as good as our physical experience and vice versa? So that's, I just wanted to throw that out there because I really wanted to lead via values.
Cool. Well, this makes me think of Roman mythology. Because I think of Janus. Do you know who Janus is?
No,
J-A-N-U-S, Janus. It was a god in Roman mythology that had two faces. So one was front facing, the other was, you know, facing the opposite direction. And it was really about gates and doors and but also transitions. And so what's important here is you have to be looking in both directions. You have to keep your eye on both balls. It's not a one or the other thing here. So that's my explanation why a pastor was thinking about Greek mythology.
It really is. I mean, it really is two directions, right? I mean, it's,
you got to keep your eyes on both. That's what it just made me think of it. Yeah. I know that's really weird, but we've established by now after 500 episodes, I'm weird.
Yeah.
Ed, well, also weird.
Okay, so I know, and we'll link to this in the show notes, but on the Five Leadership Questions podcast, you've been interviewing different church leaders
yes.
on what all of this looks like. So have you been hearing that, any ideas, or what have you heard on that whole side of balancing both digital and physical?
Well, Eric Geiger in particular talked about, you know, the importance of understanding that there's multiple groups of people within your church. And you actually talked about this before on this podcast as well, the New Church podcast as well, that, you know, you've got some people who are taking this extremely seriously, and they, you know, are always, you know, masked up anytime they're leaving. And, they think that it's irresponsible and unchristian to not wear a mask. And then you have, I'm sorry, to wear a mask. And then you have the not wearing mask people. And then you have other people. It just depends on which news cycle they're in. But the reality is, you have good and godly and smart people on both sides of this argument, because you can actually look, at least here, you can look in your individual county and you can see the number of people that have been hospitalized. So you know that there are really, this isn't, oh, I tested positive. It's not about the, oh, they're just testing positive, you know, people. And I've seen those numbers, and they're, that makes it seem, you know, really huge and blown out of proportion. But at the same time, there's the stark reality that there are people being hospitalized, and you can watch it in your individual area usually. So on the other side of that is the number of people that are infected and yada yada. Okay, so I'm rambling. The point is, there are good and godly and smart people on both sides of this issue. So you have to provide as much clarity as possible in leading forward and guarding your culture, especially, and guarding unity in the body. What they have done pretty effectively, they're in California, so the rules are fairly strict there, and I believe it's like 50, maybe 50 people or maybe 100 now, but it's a smaller number of people. So what they have done is they will, it's Southern California. So he also gives that as a caveat, and I make fun of him. Yes, it is 75 degrees there every day of the year, and we all are well aware of that. It's been written in songs and sonnets, and it doesn't rain either. We all know. But he said, so for us, it's probably easier, you know, the pastor in Dallas, you can't go out in 4 o'clock in the afternoon during this time because people will, you know, people will keel over. But there, they're taking really strong advantage of the time of year, being able to be outdoors, and they're gathering those smaller groups of people. And what they've found success in is going back to some of the basics of discipleship and ministry. So they're trying to get people through their core classes and then their leaders through a higher level of, you know, kind of leadership classes. So the for the normal person, before you come into a small group, and their small groups are growing. And the same for Dave Ferguson in Chicago as well. I interviewed him this week. In both cases, their small groups are growing. What Geiger's doing in particular is taking them through Rooted, which would be a traditional kind of 101, you know, Christianity 101 kind of class. Mm-hmm. At first, they were just bringing people into small groups because they thought they were getting some of their existing people. But what they found out was they were actually getting people that had never been at their church. They'd never darkened the doors of their church. And Daniel, as you know, their campus is beautiful. And there's acres and acres of outdoor space for people to meet. So they have people who've never experienced their church service except online, and their first physical experience is with a gathering of 50 people or so that is, you know, safely distanced, but, you know, outside, but it's still at their church and at their campus. So what they thought was happening was, at first, we're getting all these people that weren't connected to a group into a group, but no, they found out, whoa, we have to start way back here, because these people, some of them aren't believers yet, and some of them become believers during the course of this course. So all that to say, that is what Mariners Church is doing during this time.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that because I think there's that sense of, regardless of who you are listening to, when it comes to the church and our local churches, we have people on all sides of the spectrum.
For sure.
So a big reason why I wanted our staff team to understand that we are both digital and physical, because I did not want to unintentionally create a subpar experience or make people feel bad about themselves or guilty or that they don't have enough faith or whatever if they're still on digital, right? So the way that our sound works, we basically have, and it's, I give full credit to the team, but we basically have a board that controls our broadcast stream and another board that controls our in-person experience. Well, pre-COVID, we put our best sound guy on our in-person, right, in the auditorium, and whatever went to the broadcast was not particularly tweaked for the broadcast.
Oh,
it was really focused. Yeah, it was, but part of it because it was a afterthought. Digital was an afterthought. Well, now it isn't. So there's that whole side of, well, what does volunteer development look like so that there's a broadcast mix and, yeah, a house mix on that side of it? What does it look like? So even it's, here's a quick example. We launched the Alpha Marriage course. And what's interesting is every week, and we launched it a few weeks back, every week, attendance has been going up and to the right. It's a full-on digital experience, but every week, whereas in reality, marriage classes would be going down every week. Every week it's going up and to the right. And because I shared with our staff team, I was like, hey, we need to be both digital and physical. Well, our evangelism pastor basically said, okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to do this digital, but we're going to have a gathering at the end of the Alpha Marriage course where we are going to do it physical. Well, our young adults, they have been doing digital while they're having a outdoor worship and prayer gathering that is physical, right? So there's that whole side of being able, really giving our staff the freedom and giving your team the freedom to imagine what both a digital and a physical environment would look like.
So I'm trying to get Nikki on the podcast now, Nikki Gumbel, who's over Alpha, on the podcast now, because he was very reluctant to do Alpha online because, for those of you, we've talked about Alpha on the podcast before, so I'm not going to go into it in great detail, but I mean, a big part of the draw is being part of that physical group who is, you know, processing some of these questions. And it's a beautiful thing. If you haven't tried Alpha, you should try it out. But it has absolutely exploded during COVID, and he's just beside himself. Doesn't know what to do. It's so excited. It's absolutely exploded. And so, you know, Dave was saying the same thing, that he doesn't want to go back. He's like, I don't want to go back yet. Yeah. I want this to stay for a while. Because it's working, and it's working so well. If you know Dave Ferguson, or if you ever read the book Exponential, if you haven't read the book Exponential, you need to read it. But the primacy of groups is there. So this is a perfect season for them because they're really serious about groups. And
100%. So let's bring this episode to an end. I know some of you might be thinking, okay, but Daniel, you understand the digital space, or Todd, you understand this, that, and the other, but I don't. I'm not natural to that. I don't get that, and I don't necessarily know if I have anyone on staff to do that. So what we're gonna do on the next episode that Todd and I are together, which is episode 522, we're gonna be talking about the difference between a digital pastor and a digital champion. We're not gonna do that today. We're gonna save that for next time because there's a huge difference. And I know you might be thinking, how do we do that? Well, is it repurposing someone's role? Is it bringing someone from the outside? What does that look like? And that's why this distinction between what a digital pastor is and a digital champion, there's a really big difference regardless of the size of your church. And that's going to be a key to knowing how to be both digital and physical. But you'll have to wait till next time to learn a little bit more about that. So be sure to subscribe if you haven't yet subscribed, and we will catch you next time.